to start the recording.
Can I take that tomorrow? Oh.
Yeah, they make a ton of colors out. Yeah, take it. It's a Nicole.
Ken's off though this week.
We can still add him because it takes a minute for proofs and all that stuff. Hats are easy.
He's just been hanging out. I got my brother and sister in for they leave tomorrow, so.
Nice. Are we ready?
Okay. Hi.
I thought we were done.
Welcome. We're so glad. Randy deserves employee parking for fixing my lamp.
I've got it.
Did the light actually go on?
It actually went on after a year. Yay.
I don't know how I deserve praise for a year, but
you got it. Okay.
We should go around and say our names just for the
thank you.
AI meeting.
Hi, I'm Catherine Johnson.
I'm Sarah Jensen.
Emily Carr.
Alexis Contreras.
Linda Horrocks.
John Rookert.
Randy Simmons.
Carmen Wilson.
Melissa Ballard. Okay, now we are moving on to public comment. Does anyone in the public have a comment? I wrote down civics comment.
Civics comment.
Oh, yes. Okay.
There we are. Public comment. No public comment.
Okay.
Upcoming event. Yeah.
Okay, hi. We're going to talk about back to school night, which is on August 4th. Alexis, how are we doing?
2 weeks. So we've got the bounce house. Both the high schools I've emailed multiple times to the football and cheer coaches, and I haven't heard anything.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, and none of the others, like, besides what we had last meeting, none of the other actual, like, schools, have, not actual schools, other schools have gotten back to us. But the library's in, Kangaroo Zoo is in, and the bounce house is all set.
And bounce house?
Yes.
Is that houses plural or bounce house?
I did one. We can do two. Should we do two?
I'm just taking notes to know what to put on the graphics.
Okay. So I
didn't want to use plural.
Previously, have they had two, do you think? Would that be enough? Or?
Never had them for school, right?
Yeah, it's been
I don't think they've ever been at the food trucks. Bounce houses.
They have. The when what's her name? Pamela? She did back to school night every time the last few years, and she would get,
during the food trucks?
Bounce houses. Mm-hmm. Did you get music? Who was doing music?
I thought we had somebody from.
We were just going to do a play.
We decided to do the play.
We joked and said DJ Huddy, which that showed up in 8 minutes. I thought it was funny.
It's going to do it again.
Okay.
Anything else, Alexis, or are we good?
That's really all I've got.
From us?
Yeah. The other thing I had asked that I didn't hear any feedback on was specific school supplies. Somebody also asked through social media, is there something that we specifically want donated or would like to?
I think we're just saying kind of general school supplies.
Just anything.
Do you need anything from any of us, or?
I don't think so.
Nothing from Public Works besides what we normally do, or?
Yep.
We got the inflatable?
Yeah.
The American flags?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Randy, I was just going to ask if we had the flags.
For the semi-centennial.
We don't have 250 of them, but.
Oh, we're going to hope.
We got 25. We'll just put a zero at the end.
Yeah. There we go. Just do the zero in red, white, and blue, please.
Canopies?
Two
canopies. Tables?
Is that counting the
yes, counting the city one.
Booth canopy.
Yeah.
That's counting the information one for the city or no? You need
yeah, that one? Was I was counting the city one. So just one for me.
One for you.
Yes.
Table?
Yeah.
Chairs?
Yes, please.
Are you the one from staff being the information booth?
I am. I need to get some more chairs, I guess.
Recreation, I think, is also going to be there for soccer signups.
So we need a third one.
Yeah, I'm thinking you could probably do two things out of there, but they still have the one.
They have two of our canopies.
They do have two of them.
Okay.
Yeah, they came and got one.
Hopefully they're not broken.
I told them to take the one that was
Gotcha. Okay. So three canopies, inflatable, and the flags. I think that's all we do, right?
Yep.
And then whatever we're doing for the music.
We just need to make a playlist.
And we need the speakers.
Sound system.
Are you doing... I mean, I had started a playlist, and then you sent me the other
songs. I
hadn't
done anything. I just sent you the...
I haven't had time to do it either. But
this starts at 5, right?
Hard rock.
Yes.
Girl, you're rocking it. You had so many things come up. Way to go. Good job.
Okay. We'll be there. We'll have it set up. So.
Perfect.
We should be done by hopefully 4:30. So.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. Do we cover it all about the Freedom Fest? Or do we just move on beyond that one? It's not on the agenda.
It's right here.
What are you talking about?
Is it on the agenda? Yes. Item E, 3E.
There it is.
That's your
last one.
Like a recap?
Yeah, a recap. Do we need to recap or?
No, because this group really, I mean, thank you for those that volunteered. But yeah, I mean, as far as all the details we've covered in our other meetings.
I did.
But if you guys have feedback.
I had one question that a bunch of people asked me.
Okay.
Did they mark the prices up at the food trucks? Because like the Korean barbecue for a bowl of rice,
someone told me $26
was $23 or $26
yeah.
Wow. Dollars.
That's crazy.
But everyone else was about the same. It was like $12 to $15.
That's,
so they didn't. So it's just that one. Because people were quite appalled by that.
I think they've always been overpriced, but you know, it's just me. I don't. But we don't control that at all. They contract through the Food Truck League, and then.
But they can change their prices.
I think, yeah, they're all independently.
Okay.
Run. So.
I thought it was awesome.
I was
wrong.
But I did hear that. So.
What was the day of that? That one was the 3rd of July. Okay. Oh, Karsha was the 2nd of July.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Thanks for those that got poured on rain.
Mm-hmm.
We had a good time anyway, right?
We had a great time.
Okay.
It's Liberty Fest.
Liberty Fest.
Yeah.
I said Freedom Fest. The photo contest. Dallas is in charge of that one, right?
Yes. I want, but like I said in my email, because I need to get advertising out, you know, earlier, but he had suggested a theme, but someone else did too, and I don't care what the theme is, I just wanted to put it out there. Oh, it was Tammy, didn't she say something about, just to kind of make it patriotic and have it go into the semi-quincentennial celebration, which I loved. So
I don't remember us having like a specific theme that we landed on,
just something
patriotic. So if we need to pick one, we can, do we want like a general theme or do we want like, America? Like, do we want
Dallas here to do that since it's kind of his baby?
Well,
I just know we have to get it done like today.
Yeah, I need to get it started out there because the submissions are due September 19th.
Oh,
I mean, we want to give people enough time to.
So
to
we
do
have
it,
on
but,
our list to talk about a theme for the whole semi.
Quincentennial.
Thank you.
He said 250 years of freedom, a photographic tribute.
I think that sounds
worse
great.
For me.
Was what he said.
The national theme is America 250 years in the making. Then I saw Utah had America 250 with Utah underneath it. So that's what they had. But I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, this is just for the photo contest for the
awesome.
Pictures to have them kind of in that theme.
Awesome.
And I was thinking just kind of logo to kind of copy maybe what the Utah logo had done and just kind of put like
which is
also
the national one.
Yeah, does that work?
Yeah, I like it's like open and broad but still like patriotic theme.
Right, and no matter what themes have been over the years, people kind of just submit what they want.
What's your deadline for that?
September.
For people to submit it.
September 19th. Still have a little ways, but I do want to. I'm putting together the newsletter this week, so I just kind of want to include something in there.
Would you consider doing it September 17th? Because that's also Constitution Day, so it kind of goes into the same thing. You don't have to, but I just thought.
Well, it's just the deadline, so there's not even an event associated with the deadline. I mean, the doesn't matter to me. I think Dallas picked that up or picked that out, but you know, if you think having the submissions.
Did we talk about doing something else for Constitution mm-hmm. Day?
We did.
In so maybe. 250,
we did.
Should we pin that?
Yeah,
should we
be like
changing the date till we hit our anniversary?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't think it matters whether or not.
Yeah. I mean, I think submitting it probably on the Friday is easier than trying to have it submitted on a Wednesday.
In reflections, Friday always was easier.
Yeah.
Because people are not all.
Yeah. But we are going to do something to celebrate Constitution Day. We have that now. Okay, next, unity in the community, Latino heritage.
I am.
Are you serious? You have to do every single one of these.
Oh, that,
you are
one, then I'm done. And then I'm done. I'm meeting with the chair from that probably within the next 2 weeks, and I'll have more information at the next meeting.
So what question do we have? When you have unity in the community, how many subcategories do you celebrate?
Four.
Are they all yearly? Are they
it's
like every few
summer.
Years?
So it's every year during the summer. Like we do it with our food truck nights.
I haven't been to one, but when we have like unity in the community and it's just Latino, do we get a big mix or just like?
I'm not sure. I haven't.
Do you know, Linda,
have
you been?
It's a big mix.
It is a big mix.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's not
yeah. on
it's
all
the
of them.
Same.
It's
yeah.
all
the regular
of the
food
truck
nights.
And we get all sorts of families. Just
yeah,
because there's more music and more
mm-hmm.
fun stuff, so it's, I think, very.
I
want
to go back to what Melissa just asked. The unity and community events, I think the city council wanted to start like going through all of the events before we schedule them for the next year and evaluate them all based on cost and how many people turned out and things. So I think before we say, oh, yes, it's every year, they just want to kind of evaluate it more. I went ahead and plugged them in this year's calendar just because of the year before, and I'm not going to do that this year.
Okay.
I'll wait till the city council goes
Perfect.
Through them all. But
so. And I have a question about that. When we do and we celebrate different cultures, do we still have just American flags flying, or are we flying flags from other countries?
I don't think we really have flags.
We're not allowed to fly anything but the American flag.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's a new law. That's
stupid,
right.
Stupid legislature.
Mm-hmm. So our, I love that.
No.
So our flags.
We did have some extra ones, but we don't use them anymore.
Yeah. Do we have our flags out at all these events, like the American flags out at these? And if, can we, since we're celebrating 250?
We should definitely for this next year. I don't know that we
have.
All the unity we've always done.
Yeah.
But all the other events, no.
Just our Liberty Fest.
Yeah, Liberty Fest, and
I'd like to suggest for the next fiscal year till 2026 July, we do just because we'll be celebrating this.
Like Winter Nights Fest and all those.
Yeah, is that okay if we?
Yeah.
I know
yeah,
that's
sure. Why not?
Thank you,
Randy.
So I think my question with and when you meet with the group or with the city council, I think my question with that is if you have a bunch of subcategories, are some celebrated every single year? Some celebrated once every 3 years, you know what I mean? I think, and I also think it's important to evaluate what's the cost and are we putting on a party for Salt Lake or for other groups, or are we really celebrating North Salt Lake? So I think that is an important part of the conversation for North Salt Lake taxpayers. And if people are paying their own way, that's one thing, but if you are paying and organizing a party for lots of cities to come together, I think you need to figure that out. And also, if it fair, you know, if you're only doing one or two every single year and others are rotating, I think you need to make sure that you're being fair to all the many different groups. Or if you want to call it unity in the community, or if you want to call it something else, right? I don't know if you're bound to that, or if you want to be bound to that, right? I think that's part of the questions that I'm asking moving forward. So,
yeah, these were promoted and presented by Elisa Van Langeveld through the Health and Wellness Committee, and that's how then it kind of ended up with the Events Committee, just because then we redid the committees and this kind of took over the events. But it's only been, this is the third year, and that's why when I went ahead and plugged them in, some people thought that they were going to be every year, but I think they want to look at those things.
Okay.
Yeah, so every year it's been Pride, Juneteenth. The one that we have changed is, we did a Pacific Islander one year, and then we've
I heard the party Latino. That went on.
Yeah. So anyway, that's, you bring up such a good question, because I wanted to know when, you know, middle-aged white woman day was.
Be celebrated.
But we're not doing one. So.
Well, I think that's why it's good, right? And if you're holding yourself to the, we have to do certain things, then I think that it adjusts the flexibility that you may want over the years to say, you know what, this was great for 2 years, let's now kind of do over this over here, or, you know, I just think that as the city, there are some things like the Liberty Fest that are just so amazing that everybody looks forward to, right? Rather than trying to single out groups or one thing or another. And sometimes those are appropriate, but I just want you as the city to be able to evaluate, you know, how you want to move forward, or if it's all equal to all things, and do you have an Asian day? Do you have a, you know, I don't know. Those are the kinds of the questions, or do you want that to be what North Salt Lake is focusing on, you know?
Yeah, I think they're pretty flexible, and I think what's been fun about these events is that, like, the 4th of July, we get people from all over so many different cities, and these feel very, like, North Salt Lake resident focused.
Mm-hmm. We get a lot of people who just, like, walk over to the park in that neighborhood.
So,
but I do kind of agree, though, that we have to make sure, if we're going to single out just specific groups, we need to make sure that we hit every single group, or just have unity, one group under the American flag. That's our unity. Otherwise, I think we need to make sure we hit every group, or we're going to start offending people.
It's almost impossible.
It is almost impossible.
Yeah. Well, when we plan next year, we can look at it. But I think this one's on the calendar. So is there anything that we need to help with for it?
Not as of right now. I'm just trying to let you guys know.
I hope you will reach out to the junior high and the high school, because they have Latinos in Action that have the youth specifically with leadership opportunities. You need to engage them with how they can have leadership. So I think I have.
They were here last year.
Great.
Elisa did.
Okay, so I do have the teacher. I have to think for a minute.
Kelly Avalos.
It's Kelly Avalos. So she would be great to engage those youth. I love it when you have the youth that are the ones helping to be the volunteers and put together a party, right? And then it's really local.
Yeah. Alexis, do you know who the chair is for the Latino?
I have it written down. Angie DeLeon.
Do you have an email or a phone number or anything?
Yes. Let me grab
DeLeon?
Yes. Capital D-E, capital L-E-O-N.
E-O-N, okay.
She's not the state police site president. Mm-hmm. I think she's married to someone who's the team.
I was, thank you. I think she was probably involved last year. I wasn't very involved, so I don't know, but that I remember that specific detail about her. So.
Okay, we good on that one? You like this?
I believe so.
I check those on every.
Thank you. Okay.
I don't do it
the
every day.
Halloween Spooktacular. I think that's Dallas.
I think it is Dallas.
And all I know is the 5K run that we talked about was really cool.
Where is that going to be at this year?
Or I guess it's probably Legacy Park. I mean, we did it at Ash Park. It'd be really spooky.
Good construction.
If we'd have left the houses up before we tore them down,
oh my God,
that would have been really
No, I wouldn't even go in there. Not because I'm scared of
the rats,
the left.
Asbestos, and nobody commented on Dallas's suggestions, or did you and I just, no one hit reply all, or?
I didn't respond. I was playing it tonight, but I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
I loved his 5K run.
I was more just saying, Was I missing any comments or anything? Do you guys all check your emails or see them? Shame on you.
I know. So, do we just assume he's got that going?
No, I would not assume that at all.
So we just talk about it next month?
Yeah. I mean, really.
Is there anything we want to talk about so that in the minutes he can read them? And
so, the group...
Here was his...
He put stuff up. You are so good.
The volunteers who helped with that last year, none of them were on this committee, which is another good thing to do. If you're chairing an event, to reach out to other volunteers, neighbors or other people. So we had, I don't remember their names, but...
Tom Call and his wife.
And his wife.
I have his number.
And then somebody else, but they
husband.
Really...
Peter was a big part of it.
Yeah.
With the race. Him and Tom were kind of the race people.
Yeah, and they just kind of took the race part of it and ran with it. But so I didn't know if Dallas wanted to incorporate help from those same volunteers. I'm guessing they were excited about it last year and they may want
to. I feel like it'd be a good way to incorporate some of the like trails active transportation into the events.
Is the 5K the only thing we do?
No, we did, last year we did, like, a bunch of, like, carnival games. The Youth City Council helped with those. We did the 5K, and then we did, like, a kids,
1K.
I don't even know if we had, like, a thing. It was, like, around the park, and then there were a couple booths where they could get, like, stickers and glow sticks.
I think the big thing about that event last year, it was great, but they kind of seemed like two separate.
Yeah, it was too far away.
Yep.
The start of the race and then
yep.
the rest of it. The face painting was super popular.
Is it in the day or at night?
It was in the morning.
Like 9 a.m.?
Yeah, it was at like 10.
Yeah, maybe 10.
Last year. We had pretty really good turnout.
We were trying to make it more appealing to all ages because for the last few years it's really been little kids.
Yeah.
Geared toward little kids, and so we were hoping to get more people. And we were out of town, so I didn't go.
Yeah,
but
there
I
was
think,
lots of families came
yeah.
dressed up. People really liked the race. I think
was it a full 5K?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, oh, that's right. He went out and marked the course.
Yeah, we didn't have like the professional people couldn't put it on their race
mm-hmm.
whatever.
It went all the way to Union up Union to. 1100.
Yeah.
We did have some issues, I think, with the race last year where there were lots of cars.
Because we didn't block off the road.
Yeah, we didn't. We had some block off, but there were some things that were blocked off, but then there were some parts of the road where it's like, we ran on one side or something.
Yeah, I think Rocky Mountain Power showed up with their boom truck and blocked some of the road for a minute.
Yeah,
and
the
white
police, I think the police did some. I remember last year the police said that I think they could put more people to help with the race.
They just need
they
a little
more notice.
That sounds right.
So we are probably going back to a 5K for Liberty Fest.
Yeah, and this is a different location, so I don't know.
Well, what
road.
I'm saying is we have a 5K marked out around Legacy Park, because
it's
that's what we used to do.
It's like 2 mile, a 5 mile, and a 1 mile.
No, I'm saying I still,
oh,
we're
going
to go back
the
to
old,
the 5K for
the
next
route.
Year
okay.
anyway, and yeah, we still have that marked out, and maybe we just use that for the Halloween spectacular, unless we're going to move it to a whole different location. Do you want to do it up by the golf course? We don't ever do races up there.
It's so hilly.
Yeah, it would have
it's
to be,
place.
Down off the boulevard.
I thought they had done it up with Tunnel Springs around that.
Oh, that was
yeah.
that was just a little fun run.
It's different.
Around
yeah.
the...
I don't know where
no.
the routes would be,
but
it'd be
fun. Anyway.
There's kind of one that was started a few years ago, but it's just on part of Eaglewood Loop. So, I mean, you could do, because it is North Salt Lake, you could just do like that whole loop all around the golf course area.
Mm-hmm.
There, that's the Eaglewood Loop and the Boulevard and the Loop and the Boulevard. I don't know. That's too small of an area. Or starting there and going over to Tunnel Springs. It's mostly flat.
Yeah, that's not a bad
yeah.
run.
Actually, that would be
yeah.
really
yeah.
fun to start at the golf course and end at Tunnel Springs. Because then it's a full walk over there, you know?
We ought to talk about that, and that might be something that
would need to go to the council, because one of the reasons we have all these events in the different locations is try and
reach
everybody. But the fact that all that the food trucks and vendor fair and all the unity and community events are all at Legacy Park.
Can I put something up there?
Yeah. We've got a kite festival up there, and obviously Liberty Fest is huge. Yeah. But that's why we did the Hatch Park for Halloween, but this year, I mean, it would be kind of fun maybe to do it up there, but.
I would say I like the Hatch Park location, obviously not this year.
We would need to base it at Tunnel Springs, because Tyler probably wouldn't want us basing it at the golf course.
Nope, but I'd have to start in there too. I think trying to park somewhere else.
Start at Tunnel Springs, yeah.
There's kind of a hill around the loop there.
Yeah, there is a pretty good hill.
There is a hill.
Having walked it many times. But
although if you came from Tunnel Springs up and around and then down the hill, then that hill doesn't seem
that's
as intense as going
down.
Up the
up so you can start it. Side. Yeah, start at Tunnel Springs.
Mm-hmm. Just go around the and then by your grandma's house.
Mm-hmm.
Just let you know where we're talking.
I think I'm walked in.
By grandma. We stop by grandma, get some treats.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't have any strong opinions. Either way,
let's think about timing. We're at the end of July. When we meet in August, that should be plenty of time, hopefully. I mean, I can put some save the date out anyway, and it's been on the calendar, but then hopefully be ready maybe next time with Dallas here, and everybody can bring their ideas and really get it planned on that meeting.
Awesome.
Sorry, that was something that you as vice chair should have said. I'm not even supposed to be talking. So.
You know what?
Honey, it's hard for me.
Know
I know.
What's going on there. I appreciate the
it's
help, my lovely friend. You know I love you.
I know.
Okay.
Staff, we're over here supposed to just be quiet.
We
this
need
is
your
committee.
Staff help. You guys have done this more than us, you know, so it helps. We appreciate everything. Okay, 250, Linda. Semi.
Quincentennial.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I guess we need to come up with a theme, first of all. Did we decide to just do the America 250 North Salt Lake? I think Tammy wanted to do something maybe America 250 Life and Liberty. Overall, it's America 250 Years in the Making underneath that. But if we're going to have like awards and stickers given out, we need to come up with something, a theme.
I'm going to ask a question.
Please
I think
do.
It might help with the theme. Is what are you? What are all the things you're planning? And it might help to be able to hone in on what you want to call it, because that might change what you want to call it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good question. There you go. Take a little look. Just have a little look at them. I don't know really where to start on this, because we went over everything last time, because I did do the SharePoint. Do we want to decide what we want to do? Do we just go ahead and do it? What do you guys think?
I think it would be great to decide, like, some of, like, the if there's an event and say this is, like, one thing we want to do. And there might be, like, little things in the community or, like, with the schools that are in between.
Okay.
And those would be more kind of casual
so,
as people want to.
So do we just want to go through them and everybody decide? Or okay.
I think so.
Here we go, friends.
Helpful.
We talked about having a sticker with a theme on it to give out to people. We talked about having local schools, talking to the local schools, although as Alexa said, they're not responding, having them involved.
I bet it'll be easier
once
the
year starts.
Yeah.
Having
August
a group of scouts.
Is a lot easier to run in July.
Yeah. Mayor, city council. Hi, Tammy.
Holy cow.
Was
that
really
long
train?
Oh,
that
my
was
gosh.
A long time. Like you, that was like almost 40 minutes ago.
Yes.
Could you and Melissa get an overpass, please?
Well, I was like, I definitely need to bring
submit
this
your up. Thing to the...
I could not
have,
believe.
We have hard rates in there.
I'm sorry.
We missed you, Tammy.
We all.
Gosh, I'm sorry.
I showed them
the picture. What do you do? And I'm like, I don't even know about turning around or anything. I couldn't have gone anywhere else, so... I
was it that long?
For,
yeah, you
get on the freeway and come around on 215 and
sorry to interrupt. Go ahead. Continue.
We talked about having a group of scouts, mayor, city council, go in and talk to the schools about flag etiquette, which we could do on Veterans Day or something. If hopefully they're celebrating that. The photo contest and the writing contest with patriotic themes. And then nationally, the only thing they had posted nationally is on July 5th at the neighborhood luncheon. So we could promote that. We talked about, Linda liked this one, having a park bench with 250 North Salt Lake theme on it, either in the amphitheater or at Hedge Park. We talked about getting money for veterans' bricks to put in the veteran in our amphitheater. I don't know if we have to raise money.
Yeah, we also talked about they're doing that for the park, and so that might be...
They are
for the
park.
Aren't they doing bricks or something for the park?
There's been lots of talk, but yeah.
For the veterans?
No, just for
just like
any
for the
you
veterans
can buy
or the park
right.
donors, I don't know.
Anyone that would like, you know, so that it's a good way to get money, but it also...
So like
mean, people could do it in honor of their veterans.
Yeah. So if we did that, could we section off a portion specifically for veterans so it could be our little veterans tribute corner sort of thing? Rather than, or do we want them spread throughout?
I like the idea of having a section, but again, that it would probably be something that when you guys make your next report to the city council, that you'd want to bring that up, because we're not quite to those details in the planning yet of that
park.
And
when you say we, you mean Tammy.
Or you.
Usually the chair, probably
Dallas.
Oh,
Dallas.
You
mean Dallas.
You come and make an annual report to the city council. Kind of report of the events through the year, and you know, it's if you have budget requests or some other things, then that's when you would talk to them about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And similar to that, we also talked about maybe having getting a plaque, whether donated or something for the veterans. And
just said there's a place
the,
for the plaque. Yeah.
Well, that's over in our Veterans Memorial Amphitheater.
But there's only it's only a couple thousand, right? I mean, we should be able to get donations for that, should we not?
Yeah.
Should be able to. Okay. Onward. So year long, we talked about doing the 250 hours of service, 250 hours of exercising of some sort. Tammy, did you want to talk about that one, or do you want me to keep going, huh?
No, keep going.
Okay.
Just a second, only because I'm bringing in things. We have the Healthy City designation. We have to apply every 3 years, and we have to apply this year again. So if we are doing some type of 250 hours of exercise, that would be awesome, and we can somehow...
We should get the health and wellness count to
that,
that
into
one.
We did
our,
talk about that with
into our Healthy City designation.
Also, with the 250 hours of service, that's going to help, like we discussed, all of the kids in high school for their resumes. So if we can get some sort of certificate from the mayor or something, then they can put that on their resume. Because like I said, the nation has 100 hours, and it's hard to do 100 hours for those kids, and the president signs it, but 250, because how many years does our country have 250? Tammy,
only every 250.
Yeah, exactly. Tammy had talked about trying to set up some sort of counter so we can record our exercise or our service.
There is different ones on the, there is different apps, but I think that I may have dropped the ball on that because I didn't look at them.
I think we could also just do like a PDF,
yeah.
Like where people can print it or like just mark it on their phone.
Could
that? Yeah, I think we could do something like that super easy.
And then do you guys, and then we talked about getting them a medal with, of course, the America 250, whatever. And then highlighting them in the newsletter when they get on that or posting it in the city, county building, whatever. City.
Well, that'd be fun. Put their name on that board that goes across town. How are you doing? Flash their name.
Oh, outside.
Oh, outside of the.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
The
I was trying to
the
picture when it went across Highway 89, and
yeah.
I'm like,
oh, you know.
You were talking to Davis County, and I was trying to think of what Davis
no,
County is.
No, the North Salt Lake Board.
Our marquee.
Yeah, the marquee. There you go. There you go. I'm still back at the train, sorry.
We also talked about maybe putting out in the newsletter using Just Serve as a way to help the kids find ways to serve, and that's so easy. They always have good stuff.
So we talked about summer night activities, doing patriotic outdoor movies, doing a patriotic sing-along, having a band come, any of that. Okay, specific celebrations. We talked about Constitution Month. You had a thing from the elementary schools, right?
Oh, just that, like the America Award, Great American Award. So just a reminder, it's you have to memorize a bunch of things. And I don't know if all schools do it, but I think it's a national thing. It's you have to like memorize the preamble, the president's, the Gettysburg address, something else.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
This is to help the parents memorize these things.
Yeah, exactly. So I know that at where my kids go to school, some kids did it because I made a lay for a kid in my neighborhood who got it, and his mom wanted me to make a lay for him. So I know that it's happening, but I don't know. It's probably based on like maybe teachers, or maybe it's all the way from the principal down. I don't know.
I actually have a suggestion. As I'm thinking about all these things, I think it would be great as you're planning some of these things to involve the PTA presidents of each of those schools, mm-hmm. especially the elementary schools.
Mm-hmm.
Have them come and say, what are you doing? What can we recognize in the newsletter? How can we pony on what you're doing? How can we have it exciting for the kids, right? I think they are your boots on the ground that you can be the advertiser and the... and help to honor, right? Or whatever they're doing. Because they, if they don't know about it, for you to get them together and say, hey, here's all the resources or ideas, let them start building momentum for that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use your newsletter for highlighting or go to the school to present, whatever you want to do, right? I think you'll get a lot of ideas if you bring those PTA presidents to a meeting to talk about them. Because I'm looking at your great things here. I'm thinking, this is awesome. I'm seeing some of the dates specifically, September 11th, which, by the way, I remember when my kids, who are now 21 to 31, when the age started where they're like, oh, we didn't even mention what is September 11th? And I was like, are you kidding me? So I think that could be something, right? I love that you've got September 11th, you've got September 14th for... when the national anthem was written, and that's also Constitution Day, I think, or the 16th.
Constitution.
It's like Constitution Week that week,
yeah,
between
yeah.
all that. That'd be awesome. Of course, Veterans Day, but then I also see Flag Day. So excited. I think that would be awesome in June to have a big Flag Day celebration, because I don't think we've ever done anything like that. And it's really building up to the July event. I mean,
kind of from Flag Day until...
Yes. I think that's, if I was going to choose something
that's
to say, that is the month to have really cool things, whether it's your movies, whether it's whatever, you know, that's really the kickoff of summer in preparation for the 4th of July. I love that that's in here. And I love even that you've got the thought of could we honor our veterans at the car show? I think that is a great way not only to bring them out, but to have them be part of what you're wanting to do down at Park, you know, for families to recognize them or such. You could have if you really need, yeah, anyway, so I think that's a great thing. I think I mentioned this and then, but I wish that we could help our PTA presidents to utilize veterans to help teach that flag. What do you call it?
Etiquette,
right? And I think it was identified for 5th and 6th graders, because the lack of scouts that we're doing now, they're just not learning that. And I think that it, you know, you have to have certain things in place when you're involved in the schools, but you could do certain things at City Hall, having some of those groups come and be part of your raising the flag or whatever, right? I mean, you could do that throughout the year for some of these 5th and 6th graders. If September is the time that you're working with the PTA to help do that, they could be your follow-up with you. I'm just thinking, really, this is the year of our flag, patriotism, and have them be your boots on the ground to help bring the people that here for the kids here for the flag ceremony or whatever you want to do.
And Melissa is getting us a flag that's flown over the state capitol.
Nice.
That we can
hopefully
give away
the 24th, but it will have a certificate that says this is in honor of the 250th celebration. Do you want one flag, two flags?
If we can get one.
How many do you want?
If we can have more, we'd give them away.
I could do them on any day, right? The 24th is a little more coveted day, but
yeah.
if you wanted me even to have some on some of these other September
Ooh,
days.
That would be cool,
right,
like
that
September
we
11th,
subsequently
September 14th.
Do it the next year or however you want to give them out. I just need to know like when you want them, what days you want them, and I'll submit the request. I think you have to pay for the flag, but that would maybe be a donation that I could figure that out. I can't remember because I've done it before. But let me look at that. But that would be a great donation that I could help with to have those flags with a certificate. But you kind of gave me some wording, but I think if you wanted to look through what you want to do with the flags, when you want them flown, and let me prepare them for you, unless you want to give them out along the way instead of one entire thing. You know, I don't know. You
I
think
we,
that.
Yeah, we need to think about. I think we thought about giving them out like just at specific events, kind of as an award or something. Mm-hmm. But
you could think about.
I think it'd be great to have them for specific holidays as well. September 11th would be powerful to have it on that day. September 14th, any of those days.
So, what do you think about that? That if that's something that is helpful, right? That I could continue to do. But I do have one out right now for. Request of the 24th. So I need to go, but I'm just thrilled with what you're doing here, and I'll maybe keep in touch with you of how you want to move some of these forward. But that would be my overall impression, is work with the PTA presidents to help them inspire, and there's so many North Salt Lake schools, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think they would love to be able to bring kids to be honored or have you go to them, whatever you want to, and feature them. They all have to get, you know, the you can share my picture thing, but anyway, right? So thanks for your work. I love what you're working on this year. So maybe, can I keep this?
Go for it.
Okay, then I can kind of be thinking about some of this other stuff. So, okay,
thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Do you guys want me to keep going, or what, how do we want to?
Oh, and by the way, if there's anything that you want at the Capitol, I'm available, right? For whatever. You would want to do.
Does the youth
or groups
council?
Or youths
is
or whatever
a
anytime
they do?
They there's in January they do a youth council
yeah,
day with
the
legislature.
With
they
government.
Haven't gone the last few years, but
it's a lunch. But I'm thinking something. If you want to do anything at the Capitol, either
yeah.
during the session, not during the session. I don't care, you know,
a little
or
let me ask that
I don't,
too.
It doesn't matter to me if you wanted to use some of these, you know, flag etiquette things is, you know, we're gonna get rent one of those. You can rent these buses and, you know, bring them to the Capitol for a big picture and, you know, I can do a certificate as well. I don't know. I'm just saying having them go to the Capitol or other things, I'm just... opening it up for some ideas if you want them for anything. So I'm happy to help.
That's
okay.
Awesome.
Thank
you. Right.
Yeah,
thanks.
See
ya.
Keep going.
Well, I was thinking about the, when she said about the PTA presidents, what we should do is probably invite them to here
yeah.
to our next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Is find out who they are and get them on board.
So since it's Constitution Month in September, do we want to start planning what we want to do in September?
Probably.
Maybe we should pick an event.
Yeah, because then Linda can put it in the newsletter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know when the PTA elections?
Well, they've happened.
Yeah, okay. So I thought.
They usually happen like
towards the end of
April-ish, so then
yeah. Yeah, because then they're in for the next
that's
year.
That's what I thought I remembered.
Mm-hmm. So do we want to do the... memorizing the preamble, come do it in an event. Is that what we want to try and get?
I almost want to see, like, for that one, if I'll talk to the PTAs and see what they're doing for that. Just because it, like, I don't know.
That's
what
I wonder.
Overlap. And Sherry may know. I'm thinking we don't want to reinvent the wheel either. I'm hoping the schools are already on top of this. I'm hoping the schools are doing these things,
you
know.
Want me to contact the PTA presidents and invite them here? Or Tammy, do you just want to meet with them alone? Or
I'm just wondering, maybe if we call them and ask them if they know of
anything
that's happening. Yeah.
Yeah, I think September might, yeah, because with the start of school, I almost wonder too, like,
I think
I'm wondering if a lot of their focus for September is just with back to school. So it'd be interesting to see if they have anything and then what they have capacity for in the schools. And whether we do something where they do it with the school or we do something where we host it at City Hall or something, if they're like, we're so busy with back to school.
Do we want to have them come to the meeting in August, do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we can give ideas on events and hear what they've got going on.
Okay. Because I bet they'll have their month planned in September.
Yeah.
They'll know
what
they're doing.
Basically, we'll have everything planned, but they can always add stuff.
But they'll
stuff
know
in.
If they can add any more or if we're, like, totally off base and say, you know what, we have too much. Yeah. Or if they're already doing something, especially where... Sarah, you said that they might be already doing something for the preamble. We could just piggyback onto them.
Yeah.
And just add families to do it.
And
too.
That'd be less of a load
for
everyone.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay.
I think it is probably good to have the presence there because I think each school is just so different.
And then we'll have their contact information too.
Yeah. And just, like, I wouldn't say our PTA is thriving at our school.
Which of the schools that are in here? We have Orchard.
Adelaide, Foxborough, Wasatch
Peak, and Legacy
Spectrum.
I mean, we've got all those charter schools.
And we'll want to include the high schools too, even though they're
Bolton
not.
Bolton is not
in North Salt Lake, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if we do the high schools. I think we should just maybe just stick with elementary. Otherwise, it's so big.
And they'll be in football season.
Mm-hmm.
That one's a whole different ball game.
I just don't know if they'd have the interest that we'd want them to.
Kids.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe that's just me speaking out loud. But.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're at the age where a lot of them won't know, like, flag etiquette. They might not have been Boy Scouts or... anything. So I didn't consider, but
I will contact them and have them here next meeting.
I think you're right.
Okay. Wait, I can look off this too. I do have this. Thank you for always helping us with this. You are awesome. Public Works update.
Oh, is that where we're at?
Yes.
Oh, because you're the assistant chief. Very good.
Which Public Works are tossed in my book. Thank you very much.
All right, just a couple things, I guess. So if you haven't, if you didn't know about the dog park down in Collinsboro by Legacy Park that we're building with Woods Cross City, so I just kind of give an update about what's going on down there that we've been working on.
Did David do that logo?
Yeah, he did this logo.
Yeah, like for mountains and their trees.
So incorporated the whole city logo.
It looks nice.
One, so.
Yeah.
Some things we're working on with the signage stuff, and currently there's some pictures from the other day. We have the fence posts are up, and we have some of the concrete work done. There's still quite a bit of concrete work to do, so it's just lining up contractors to get them. We have the contractors, it's just getting them scheduled to come back between all their other jobs. So just some work that our guys have been doing. Our guys have been putting a lot of work. We've been doing all this pretty much in-house other than like the concrete work and the fencing. So hundreds of hours from our guys running water lines, sewer lines, all kinds of stuff that we're burying in the ground. So just kind of a shout out to our crew for working on that.
It's gonna be awesome.
Most of these guys have done something down there at one point.
And I took that picture.
Linda, I was thinking what a great picture that was.
Yeah.
It was cold as crap.
It was super cold.
Like in February.
I have a question. For the 25-pound limit, is that like a physical limitation of the park or just something the city decided?
It was just what we decided for the small area.
So there's like the small area.
Yeah, the small dogs will go in the little island area and then bigger dogs out.
Oh, there is a space for bigger dogs?
Yes.
Okay.
There's quite a bit of space there.
Good.
You have to weigh him before you go in?
Yeah.
Like you're a little overweight. You're not coming in.
It's like you're going through the truck stop. Like,
sorry, pal.
You're a little chunky.
Body shaming.
This is pictures of the boardwalk project. You've been down at Foxborough and seen them working, so most of them are complete, finishing them up, but they're pretty cool to go see on the boardwalks, go walk on them.
Don't get shocked.
Yes, yeah, so I didn't get shocked, I guess, but I walked on it, I didn't get shocked. Maybe it was just whoever said that, their shoes were bad, I don't know.
Uh-huh. Where is it?
The Foxborough Wetlands, so
right in the middle of Foxborough.
In the middle of Foxborough.
Behind
these,
right?
Three sections.
Yeah.
So here's just a couple more shots of them.
Where are
the cats?
Right. Yeah, where the cats were.
Mm-hmm. Where are they now?
I don't know. They moved away.
Of course they did.
So this is just kind of a shout out, I guess, to us here as a department. We applied for a well-being award with PHP, the insurance company, and they're recognizing us for physical well-being in the workplace for all the kind of stuff that we do down here. So this is the third year in a row that we've
way to go, you guys. That's
nice
awesome
job.
Yay. I feel like that should be included in our healthy Utah or healthy
in the
city
newsletter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
designation
in your application.
Put in the newsletter though, we deserve it.
So,
they deserve it.
Sure.
Anyways, that's kind of our update. I really didn't have anything else
go,
other than that. If you have any questions about whatever, the dog park or boardwalk.
I have a question about Hatch Park. I think you mentioned it last time. I know that construction is starting soon, right?
Yeah, so the park is officially closed now. And they're just working with UDOT to try to coordinate some grade changes along some of the park edges that are would make a huge impact if we didn't work with them now. So that's kind of the delay, but we're still kind of on schedule. So hopefully
Perfect. We'll
be seeing some equipment move soon.
I wish I had a dollar for every text I've gotten of what's happening. I'm like, don't you read your newsletters?
Thank
right?
you so much. That's awesome.
We don't. Yeah, it's just always soon.
Yeah.
Soon.
Uh-huh.
Public Works rocks. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Tammy, before we get to you, we remembered one thing we forgot to do. Guys, we have to come up with a theme. Because we got to start working on medals or stickers or whatever. And so we have to come up with a theme.
Do we just want to do the
America 250? America 250, it has a cute logo.
Yeah.
North Salt Lake, what was yours? America 250?
Oh, mine was
Life and Liberty in North Salt Lake.
North Salt Lake City. It had to rhyme.
Oh, well, we're not North Salt Lake City.
Oh, then we can't.
What?
Then. We're not?
We are City of North Salt Lake. The city council changed it in 2011 so that we are not. It's
Salt Lake
to
City?
Try and keep us separate. Because everyone thinks we're
people ask
in
I live
most
in the avenues
anyway. Yeah. So
we're just North
logo.
Salt Lake?
Yeah. City of North
City
Salt Lake.
City of North Salt Lake. Oh, my gosh. How did I not know that?
It is a good logo.
I don't know. I just want everyone to not be using North Salt Lake City.
And then I saw.
Because I was trying to rhyme with the Liberty.
The 250
I see why you
yeah,
did that.
That's why I did that. Because I was trying to come up
with. Well, it should be easier to rhyme with Lake.
Oh, you know, she has a picture of what the national
one
is.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I think that one.
I like it. Yeah.
I like say under the 250.
Says years in the making. And then countdown to America's 250th anniversary. 0 years, 11 months, 13 days.
Wow.
We're very excited.
Can
we put that timer on
zero
our market?
0 years,
place?
11 months.
Or on the website. I like the idea of connecting it to North Salt Lake. I think either we keep it very in line with the state or the federal, or we have it very personalized to North Salt Lake.
I agree with that.
Because I think if they have something and we're just going along with it, I think that's great. But I think if we had something that was separate but not North Salt Lake focused, it'll just feel kind of like floating.
So you think America 250 North Salt Lake? Or
like if you want like a little wording or something, like you said, like Liberty in North Salt Lake. Like, I like, you know,
in the city of North Salt Lake.
Or we just do 250 years in the making.
Hey, you found
in
it.
The make.
Thank you.
In
That's
North
awesome.
Salt Lake.
I don't know. Now I have to really think about it because I really worked hard with to get that
to rhyme.
Yeah, so I'm
really
writing all the words down.
What is, like, what are some words, like, when we, like, what do we want the city to, like, feel and think about when they're celebrating at the events that we have?
Their country.
Yep, patriotic.
Proud to be
an
part of it, mm-hmm. and proud to live in
North Salt Lake, America.
A lot of, like, pride.
We're preaching to each other, okay?
I know. You and I. Feeling it.
Now, I mean, I'll think again, because that's...
I do
think it needs to say something with North Salt Lake. I do.
I agree. But I love also going along with the theme of the United States, so it's, you know,
mm-hmm.
continuous, and they can tell, oh, it is part of...
Yeah. We're doing our own thing.
I mean, we can still have the logo match, or something. I don't know.
What about America 250, the city of North Salt Lake? I don't know. I want it to rhyme. I love the rhyme thing. I can't get it to rhyme now.
We can't in two minutes, but I think if we all put our
Yes. Okay, that's what
that's
too.
Our goal.
Okay, that's our goal. Okay, so back to council member Tammy Clayton.
Excuse me for the coughing. I've been on medicine, so I don't want to wear my mask anymore. So I should be fine. I shouldn't get any sick. But I did give my thought, and I talked about the America 250, and I also talked to Elisa, and she is willing to go with us and be on board with the 250, the like the exercise or the
awesome.
Miles or something like that. So she was going to take that to her meeting.
Awesome.
And then let us know on that. But she thought that was a great idea.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, and then I did say something about 250, I think I did acts of service, but it might have been it was going to be maybe hours of service.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we talked about?
Mm-hmm.
So I apologize. I didn't really ask the council about anything as far as their opinion or approval for anything. I just said that we were going to be doing something and we talked about it today.
That's great.
And everybody was fine. So
that's great.
We should be fine.
Yay. I mean, I did like your, what you said, Tammy. We could be like 250 years in the making, life and liberty in North Salt Lake. I mean, we're talking about like life in North Salt Lake and then also like liberty, like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, American pride in North Salt Lake. So I think that
yeah.
sounds nice.
Okay. That sounds really nice.
Life, liberty.
Yeah. North Salt Lake, make no mistake, 250 years, it's still awake.
Is AI helping?
AI. North Salt
AI.
Lake, 250 years, we celebrate. North Salt Lake, celebrate.
There you go.
North Salt Lake, a legacy
we
proudly
celebrate.
Make. North Salt Lake, 250, yeah. North Salt Lake, from mountain to lake, 250 years, we stake.
Mm-hmm.
North Salt Lake.
We eat cake in North Salt Lake.
North Salt Lake, united we stand, 250
words.
Hand in hand. North Salt Lake, 250 years, wide awake. I'm wide awake. North Salt Lake, where roots run deep and futures wake. North Salt Lake, 250 years, make no mistake. Well, there's eight, but we can maybe go from there. Keep asking.
I feel like they're almost like two.
Yeah. And I like the life and liberty in North Salt Lake, even if it doesn't rhyme.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Is it life and liberty, you know, we celebrate or years? I don't know.
I
do too.
In North Salt Lake.
Uh-huh. Life and liberty and eat cake in North Salt Lake?
Let them eat cake.
I am all about cake. So, you know.
I think keeping it short is nice.
Short is memorable.
More like a
tagline.
You can tag it on the
Salt
bottom.
Sure.
Of the
so instead of having America, will it say North Salt
say
Lake?
Say that again.
I think it's America 250 and then underneath
there you go.
Years in the making.
I like that one.
It would be life and liberty.
In North Salt Lake. 250, celebrate. Where liberty is in faith.
Or we could even have years in the making. And then, like, I think.
Yeah.
We have,
but if we want to do the medals, Tammy, then we have to have some sort of a design to actually start working on those.
Yeah.
Can we use that 250 that they have? Because that's cool.
I've seen them using it on other things.
You're growing it out, but like having a Marquette 250, and then you could have like curved under Life and Liberty in North Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm. Really I cute, got a curvature.
Really
mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
North Salt Lake celebrate.
And then the ribbon, the red, white, and blue to match.
Mm-hmm. 250 strong. Mm-hmm.
That'd be really cool.
Sarah's drawing it.
I'm just doodling for a second.
And on the back,
yeah,
on the back,
that.
Or
your
the is
your
part
doodle.
Of it, you put 2025
okay, yeah,
just to match the year.
Past to present, we create. North
what did
Salt
you
Lake.
Say on the back? Or, I'm just saying you could put 2025.
From late to cold,
you could do 1775 to 2025 or something.
That'd be cool.
Salt
so the top 1775
to 2025 in length.
Life and Liberty, North Salt Lake, and then 250 America in the middle.
That could be cool.
Can I bring up something? That almost sounds like a death date. 1775 to 2025.
Oh,
you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe just 2025.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
If we don't need the date, I don't know.
The date's kind of confusing because then you're like, if you do things in 2025. Because
it's 2026.
Oh, yeah. So maybe just leave it out.
Because it really
yeah.
is 2026.
Just
2050.
Yeah.
You're right.
America
250.
See, that looks cute.
Thank you.
Or Salt Lake Strong.
We might have our design happy. I think
hey,
Sarah might have just done our design.
She's awesome. Let's see.
I haven't done it. But look, just
yeah, but look
like
how
that.
Good that is.
You know?
Oh, we did good when we got you.
Mm-hmm. I do like the idea of like having Flag Day, which actually is my birthday.
Oh, also
that
for
is
your birthday.
I do think it definitely is an introduction to summer, so I think that is a good idea
to
have,
kick that off.
Yeah, to have like just a major push from June 14th to July
14th.
What
day is Flag Day?
Because then we have the luncheon on
it's
the day.
Sunday.
It's on Sunday.
Yes.
Wait, remember we talked
but on
about,
that Monday,
about the picnic?
We do like
a oh, she wants to have
in the community
one, just a
flag
huge
day.
Picnic.
Fun. Somewhere.
Yeah.
Like
a Temple course. Springs or anywhere.
Super
normal.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or just
mm-hmm.
flag
day. We just have everybody bring their own picnic and just like have a really big fun picnic. North Salt Lake picnic.
Big community
kind of
picnic. Yeah.
Was
I love
be
that.
Fun.
Yeah.
Especially on Sunday, that would be great.
Maybe every
yeah.
year it's a different group.
So did we decide Life, Liberty in North Salt Lake?
I think
so.
I think it's like celebrating the life, like how like North Salt Lake and the residents and
love that
the culture of North Salt Lake. I don't know.
So then, do you have to get approval on this in order to start buying medals and get stickers?
I don't know.
Stuff?
That's why we have Linda here.
Well, I think that this definitely, if we are putting things on representing North Salt
Lake.
Oh
yes, we do. Then
okay.
for sure.
I think you need to take it to the city council.
Okay, so
Sarah, do you want to do that mock-up? Are you like an artist?
I'm not.
Oh, she's
no.
not an artist.
I'm not an artist, no. There's got to be someone that you know that can make it.
Linda.
Send it down. I'll see what I can plagiarize.
It would be super cool if we got the art committee to do their mural.
Yeah,
something. I don't
know. We
got
Rachel.
Oh, this
one? No.
We'll do it.
Got it. Okay, do that. And then I'm putting it on my...
So is this using the national
yeah.
one?
Yeah.
And then putting this underneath.
Yeah.
yeah.
And then the red, white, and blue
the
ribbon,
like ribbon
the
thing.
Flaggy
like
thing.
Here
yeah.
on the ribbon
the
here.
Flaggy
yeah.
thing.
The flaggy thing. The mm-hmm. ribbon.
And you can include some star. Like we can make it if there's other details. I don't think we can.
And then we could do
much,
like a
cute.
We talked about doing
stickers
a sticker too with the
yeah.
same.
Yeah, we could do the same.
Yeah, because then like kids.
Did we get some more
and
budget.
Then like.
Yes, we did.
I
yeah,
like
uh-huh. we did.
Like
yeah, $25.
Do you think that like when we have
the
all
stickers,
our t-shirts,
metals,
for
the
mm-hmm.
just kind of have
yep.
emblem on the t-shirts?
Yeah.
Or on the like, Miss Linda.
Yes.
So then, throughout the rest of the year, when we have our t-shirts for specific events, can we have the emblem on it as well?
Oh, definitely. Like this our year, Life and Liberty in North Salt Lake, and we're doing. No purple. I'll make sure we're red,
red, white, blue. Thank you.
There you go. Purple's a shade of blue.
However, and I'm so sorry, I did put down Arbor Day because it is North Salt Lake's 80th birthday, so we should plant some oak trees.
Life
tree.
And Liberty in North Salt Lake?
Yes. We're so okay, sorry. Back to where we were. Thank you, friends. You're all awesome.
And then if you have the logo, then you can just start to create the PDF.
Yeah, just need
yeah.
a bunch of stars or something. 250 stars.
Yes, exactly.
The hours might be difficult. I'm just thinking like 365. That's like Monday through Friday, like the whole year to do 250. I wonder if we do 250 acts of service. I know we like the hours.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
Well,
but maybe we just want just like a few people.
Well, we can do anything too because we could do like 250 quilts, 250 whatever you gave out. So people could kind of
That's why I feel like acts of service might be more broadly interpreted.
Yeah.
People might say, oh, I did 250 hours. It's like, great, that's 250 acts of service. Or it's like, oh, I
collected 250 can.
Yeah,
foods.
Or I, you know, maybe I raked my neighbor's lawn and then the next day I did something nice for my friend. Yeah, I'm thinking like little kids too.
Yeah.
Like then everyone could participate.
You took it like the one kind act a day. I mean,
yes.
We adopted.
Oh,
that.
We should do it with
so,
that.
And I know
250 kind acts.
And that's Mason.
Yeah, maybe that's.
It's on the wellness committee.
Health and wellness.
Why don't we just
so,
partner up with them?
Yes.
With 250.
Which that is,
maybe
what I'm saying.
They would,
Mason's
would
on
they
the health
fund
and
a
wellness
prize?
Committee.
Okay. So check what you said.
Said, would they fund a prize?
I know they've got swag. They actually became one of our sponsors for Liberty Fest.
So we should reach out.
Tammy, what do you think about that? If we kind of do our 250
acts of
kindness,
I really like
oh, yeah.
that.
I think that's fine.
And then
it's very broadly interpreted.
Actually, that's
more.
Easier.
It's
acts
like,
of kindness is service and both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Do they have a website that they track those things or something? I mean, could we use their website?
I don't think they really track them. It's more of like encouragement. They send texts.
You sign
like
a pledge. You sign a pledge.
Okay.
So we've signed a pledge as a city. And I'd have to look.
So who will talk to that group? Is it a committee? He's on a committee?
Yeah, he's the chair. Remember how they divided all the committees?
Yeah,
so
health and wellness chair. So Tammy, do you want to talk to them about that?
I'll talk to Mason.
And see if they'll
and
join us in that
Elisa.
250?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome, you guys. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Acts of kindness. I love that. And then I still think if we offer that to the high schools so those kids can build their resumes.
Yeah, yeah. My certificate.
Talk to like the counselors, I guess. Like maybe they're the ones that are like a kid saying, what do I need to do to?
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
to build up my resume.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was nice that Melissa offered to do some things too. So if you guys could think of anything to pull in the state.
Yeah, I didn't know that. It was that she could get multiple flags. So, I mean, yeah, I think we all kind of sat there. It's like, well, tell us what you
can.
Yeah,
it's like,
well,
ask for as many
as
you want.
She has to pay for
it.
We're like, well, we'll take as many as we have, but I don't want to, you know, charge that much.
Maybe if we have specific things, then we could say these are what we would like.
Yeah.
Possible.
Yeah, specific dates.
You know, like if we wanted to, I don't know.
Flag Day.
That's
yeah.
Every year.
Flag Day?
And do we want to give them to people or just
and
as private? Like, do we want
do
to, like,
legislature?
I don't know.
Just
we talked about
like
prizes for some of the contests, but it would also be nice to
their districts that request
give them to a vet on Veterans Day.
Right.
They'd have to give it to somebody that would appreciate it because
yeah,
some
like
people wouldn't think a thing about it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There would need to be somebody that would care.
I know we had like originally talked about doing like a house decorating contest.
Oh, we did. It's in there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That
would be like the prize.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's
Cause
a great idea because we could
like
do the house decorating from like June 3rd to July 5th while we do that month you talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Of yeah.
It'd be awesome if we maybe had a certain categories like house, apartment,
business.
And then we could ask for like three
flags
because then people wouldn't feel like I can't participate because I
mm-hmm,
only
mm-hmm.
have a window and balcony
mm-hmm.
to decorate versus like a yard.
Oh, that's
or
awesome.
Something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, smart.
Yeah. Then we can do a door decorating contest.
Yeah. So if we did those three, we could ask for three flags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Sounds like it's not that hard to get them. Yeah. Not at all. I just wonder how much
like
you have
so
to pay. Yeah. I do think it'd be fun to say, like I know that my mom used to have like family nights when she was in the legislature. So people could just come and she'd give them a tour. So I feel like if Melissa would take us like just at the City of North Salt Lake tour, and like I don't know how many families would come,
just
but that's really fun. Like it's fun for kids to go at the Capitol and
yeah.
see like this is where actually stuff happens here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be during
organized and then people
yeah. But we could have them sign up so she would have just X amount and if she did it a couple times like once a month
yeah.
or something.
True.
Oh, that's great. Your mom is
and it
clever.
Doesn't need to be during the session because like
your people are pretty maxed out then, but it's, I think it's fun to be able to go up there. Yeah. And if there's something scheduled, I feel like people are going to be more willing, because you can go up there anytime, obviously, you know, people's house, but.
People might feel more, if they've been, they might feel more it's comfortable. It's such a cool building.
It is.
Around.
And there's people who've never been in it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And if we had signups for that, could that be something that they could sign up through North Salt Lake? Like if we, if we talk to Melissa and she okays it, could you put it in the newsletter, but there's a way to sign up for it?
Yeah, we can just create a very simple form on the website.
Like our other events.
Do you guys want me to ask Melissa about that?
Yeah.
See if she'd be willing to do that? Okay.
That'd be fun.
Oh, that's awesome. And maybe every month feels like a little overwhelming to her, but maybe like quarter.
I mean, it's
quarter,
a big,
just
yeah.
a few times this year.
Every
just,
quarter.
And it's a big capital, so... I think if there was a large, I've seen many large groups there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, if it got super, if she knew that this many people were coming, then maybe she would ask a colleague to walk with her to or whatever. But I think people are fine to have big groups. I don't think there's like a limit.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry we backtracked. I'm so sorry, Public Works. I'm so sorry, everybody.
They were liking you, and now, you know.
They're going to go take your light bulb again. Sorry. Yeah, they're going to like take my light bulb out.
Squirrel.
Okay, approval of minutes. I'm supposed to approve them first, all right?
No.
No? Okay, good.
Someone else?
You just say, did everybody,
did everybody
read through the minutes?
Look through the minutes.
Okay. Any comments or concerns?
Any comments or concerns?
Then I'm open for a motion.
I'm open for a motion.
I move that the Civic Events Committee formally approve the meeting minutes from the June 24th, 2025 meeting.
I second.
Thank you for always putting that up there.
Do we have to all?
Oh, yeah. Everyone.
All in favor.
All in favor.
Aye. Looks like it's unanimous.
It's unanimous.
That's for the recording.
Thank you. Okay, and then when's our next meeting? Because this was a wrong, different time, isn't it?
This was
August 26th.
Guys, thank you so much for meeting and changing the times with this. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, guys. As you guys are thinking of September events that are kind of going on, we have the 9/11 Day of Service, which is September 6th. They're doing a trail cleanup. The Get to the River event, the canoe Get to the River event, is September